Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we're discussing Genovis and all things sheep genetics with Delma Kennedy from OMAFRA. Delma Kennedy, thank you for joining us on the Flock Talk podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. So my name's Delma Kennedy. I'm a sheep specialist with the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs. And I guess just sort of a little bit of a background so that you understand sort of where I fit into Genovis is I started my career with OMAFRA as the assistant coordinator of the sheep and swine performance programs. And that was back in the days when the beef, sheep, and swine record of performance programs were in Ontario were all still operated by OMAFRA. And so I was directly involved in operating the sheep program until it was privatized to the industry in 2010. And then currently, I'm still an advisor to the Genovis Program Committee to help support the industry as they try and collaborate together.
That's great. Thanks, Delma. So as we get started, do you mind giving us like a little bit of a history? I know that it didn't start out being called Genovis and the University of Guelph was part of developing what is now Genovis. So can you give us a little history? How did the program start and how does it work today?
So Genovis is a sheep performance testing program, and it was actually started in the 1970s as a joint venture between Agriculture Canada, which provided kind of the home test software, and a RAM test station that we ran in OMAFRA. And so basically, over time, it evolved to just a federal system that most of the provinces belong to, and one that we had in OMAFRA because we crashed the federal system. And then as we got to the year 2000, there were going to be issues with the cobalt program, and the federal government got out of the business of providing performance testing programs. And so basically, Quebec and Ontario started to work together to try and maintain one system for Canada. And so how does it work? I guess basically, on an individual level, information is collected on farm, and it's sent to a central database where animal performance is compared among flocks, years, and seasons, and animals are ranked, and then results are sent back to producers.
So when you say performance test, can you elaborate on that? What does that mean?
So performance testing is basically measuring traits in the animal that are economically important. So if we use growth as an example, a producer would measure, say, the how fast a group of lambs grow on his farm. So if I measure them, say, at birth, and then I measure them at weaning, all of those animals are going to have slightly different weights because they have slightly different growth rates. And so that allows producers to actually compare animals and select within them. And so that's a performance.
So Delma, you had just kind of touched upon the fact that producers would be capturing the weight. Is there any other data that producers collect and enter into the system?
So in order to use the system, you basically have to collect some basic information on lambing. So you need information on the ewes and their lambs, so how many lambs were born, the date they were born, potentially birth weights. You want to record things like lamb mortality, weaning weights, 100-day weights, and hopefully also information on who the sires of the lambs were.
Okay, so I'm farming, I'm recording all of this information, and it's going into the Genovis system?
Right, and so you would put that into the Genovis system, and then what you would get back is basic information on growth rates, ewe prolificacy, lambing interval, and a ewe's ability to raise her lambs.
Great, and then how would I use that information to make decisions on the farm?
So One of the advantages of putting that into the system is that the program uses all of the information you collected on the farm over time, so across years, across seasons, as well as information that other people are putting in the system, and it compares the animals to each other based on their pedigree and relationships. So how this works is if I wanted to select a ram, say, for example, that has the potential to have the highest number of lambs born, then, you know, your first reaction is, okay, I'll choose a ram that's a triplet. And that's, you know, he has potential then to have more lambs. His progeny will have more lambs because he's a triplet. And so we could do that without the program, right? He's born, I saw that he was a triplet, and I could pick that animal. But what the program does is it knows the difference between a triplet whose mother and grandmother had triplets 6 out of 8 times they lambed, and a triplet whose mother and grandmother had triplets 1 out of lambing 8 times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that allows us to make a better decision on who is going to change that trait in my flock.
So you had said that this program, it's been in place for a number of decades now, with emphasis on the genetic progress of it. Can you maybe discuss some of the impacts that the Genovis program has had on improving specific traits in sheep, such as wool quality, growth rates, or reproductive efficiency?
So the biggest impact the program has had is for individual producers and farms, and the change within the farm. And the reason for that is because we're a small industry and we don't have a lot of participation. And in an ideal world, we would be changing the Canadian flock on a sort of large scale. But with low participation, we don't really have the capacity to do that. So most of the change has been on individual farms. And so you'll come across individuals who are very keen on the performance program because it's made a big difference in their animals, in their farming operation.
So when you're looking at this program, you know, from a 50,000 foot level, and you're deciding, you know, as a producer, whether or not to participate, especially if you're a commercial producer, why would you participate? What do you get from the program? If you want to say buy in genetics, what type of information can you get sort of on a larger scale about genetics that you're buying into your flock if you're trying to improve it from the outside?
So what the program helps you do as a commercial producer is confirm that your choices are good. So if I'm going to buy a ram, assuming if I'm on the performance program as a commercial producer, I'm going to be looking for a ram that's already performance tested. And if I have information from my flock in the system, then the choice that I make in a ram is going to be better because my information is already being compared to the flock that he's coming from. So if I'm not on the program and I go out to buy a ram, there'll be some performance numbers, but I don't know what those mean compared to my flock because I don't have performance numbers or a level for my own flock. And I'm just hoping he's going to improve the traits on my farm.
Okay. So the Genovis system, when you look at the information in Genovis, you'll get numbers for your flock and you can compare them to numbers, and it's a sliding scale. So you can see how you compare.
Right. And so we have genetic evaluation numbers. And so I'll have a genetic evaluation number for, you know, say weaning weight. And so when I look at a ram that's on the program, he will have a genetic evaluation for weaning weight. And I can see directly whether that number's better than the average I have in my flock now.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So Delma, it's kind of speaking back to that 50,000 feet viewpoint of the program. Can you just kind of give us a quick breakdown of all the various organizations and players that are involved in this program? I understand it's a collaborative effort between OMAFRA and the University of Guelph and Genovis, but walk us through your understanding and how you see the program?
So the performance program, like I said earlier, started in the 70s, but it was renamed Genovis in the early 2000s. And so at that point in time was when Ontario and Quebec agreed to work together to maintain one sheep industry database and performance system in Canada. And that was our objective. Being a small industry, it was important to keep all the information in one place. And so the current partners are the Centre d'Expertise en Production Ovine du Québec, CEPOC, Ontario Sheep Farmers, Canadian Sheep Breeders Association, and the University of Guelph. And these groups all collaborate and pay to ensure that genetic evaluation numbers are available to all sheep producers in Canada. And so over time, these partners have continued to share resources and make joint decisions. And so one sort of recent development is that there's an integrated services project that was applied for to try and bring goats into this mix as well and share genetic evaluation resources between the sheep and goat industries. And all of this really is a result of being a small industry, and that genetic evaluation is an expensive business. It's not a cheap thing to operate. And with low participation and a small industry, basically people have to coordinate, collaborate everywhere they can, you know, will you do something for free for me to make this all work? Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of where we sit right now. And those groups have been very committed to ensuring that we continue to have a system available for producers.
That's great. And then there's also further collaboration, right, between sheep breeders, researchers, and industry stakeholders to enhance the sheep breeding program. Can you talk to that a little bit? How do we draw in? There's a lot of researchers at the University of Guelph and probably at Quebec that are utilizing the data and working on projects.
Yeah. And again, you know, it's part of this whole small industry can hardly afford having a genetic evaluation system problem. And so that, you know, even the dollars that the partners put in to try and make this system work, they're all matched with research dollars to try and improve the system and make everything function. And so the only way we've been able to sort of keep this going is by integrating, you know, the sheep breeders, the researchers, and the industry stakeholders into this development process and the delivery process. And so we've had over time individual participants who are very committed and want to see the change and willing to put their resources into making it happen. And I guess an example that we have here in Ontario is the work we've been doing trying to get an evaluation to select for parasite resistance. And so we started with a breeder who was interested in doing this in 2012. And basically, since 2012, we've been working on collecting enough phenotypic information to be able to do genetic evaluations. Because you can't... in order to do genetic evaluations and make a difference, it takes thousands of records, not 10 records or 100 records. And so with only one producer willing to, you know, put the investment into all of those fecal egg count records, et cetera, it's taken quite a bit of time to get enough information to do that. And then on top of that, as an example, what we did is we collected blood from all of the animals that were sampled over that time period and saved it so that we could eventually do a genomics project. And so a genomics project was funded a couple of years ago. And so just sort of how it works with the small industry is we wouldn't have been able to get enough funding to collect data and do genomics work in the same project And because we're small and behind the large industries, we wouldn't have been able to get funding just to collect the phenotypic data, because that wouldn't be considered new or novel. So this is how we were able to, over time, collect this sort of data with summer students and people off the corner of their desk, so that we could have a genomics project, which is currently underway with that data.
That's great. So you sort of just spoke to this with regards to parasite resistance and the genomics project, but are there any other ways that the Genovis program has evolved since its inception to meet the needs of Ontario sheep farmers? And maybe you could speak to integration of new technologies like ultrasound measurements to enhance sheep breeding and selection.
So I guess the biggest, like one of the biggest evolutions really is how we can participate with the program. And because it started as a paper system through the mail, right? You write your data into the form, you mail it in, and you get a report mailed back. And now it's evolved to the point that there's an online portal where producers can add their data directly to the database and generate their own reports when they want them. And so that's sort of one of the big evolutions. As far as technology, things like ultrasound, we started the ultrasound project in the 90s, if you can imagine. And so we still have fairly low participation with measuring loin depth and fat depth, but we do have the technology and the evaluations to do that. And again, just like the parasite resistance, it took quite a bit of time for that to evolve due to the small numbers. But we do have it available now. And I mean, if we look at sort of evolution of technology in the 80s and 90s, when we compared ourselves to the world and what was available, what we had available was sort of leading edge and the same as, you know, larger sheep producing countries. But currently, we are definitely behind since then. Like as things have evolved into genomics and more traits and those kinds of things, we have not been able to keep pace with what is happening in some of the other countries. And, you know, low participation makes it difficult for us to attract more research dollars as a small industry as well. Because, you know, like in our system in OMAFRA, for example, when there's a research call, part of the evaluation is how much impact could this research have on the industry that we have here. And if we don't have a lot of participation, it's harder to attract that funding and make that case that it's going to have a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's a great incentive for any of our sheep farmer listeners who aren't involved in a program like this, or this program in particular, to reach out, find out more, and get involved and start putting their data up.
Yeah, this is a great time for a plug, Delma. So how do we get more sheep farmers to use this program? Because please speak to how more data creates an even better system and moves our industry forward.
So one of the things with genetics is that, you know, every time you breed two animals together, the genetics come together differently. So if we think of ourselves, you know, if you have siblings, you and your sibling don't have the same performance, right? Like I have a brother who's, you know, an athletic type who, you know, was a very fast sprinter, all of these things. I am not a fast sprinter. And so every time the genetics come together, the performance is different. And so that's why we need lots of data. Because you can, you know, with me and my brother, our abilities are very different. You can then look at families where, you know, you hear about some football player and wow, you know, that player also has two other siblings who became, you know, players on national teams. And so they all got that performance. Same thing happens with animals, is that some of the genetics come together more consistently to give you that high performance than others. And so the more data you have, the easier it is to identify those that pass on those traits more consistently. And then as well, between flocks, the more flocks you have, then it's easier to identify animals across flocks for that higher performance. So it takes more performance. And one of the things that sometimes gets lost is that we still need this data. And I know you spoke a few weeks ago to Dr. Angela Canavas talking about genomics. And, you know, in the 80s and 90s, we used to say, wow, you know, once we have genomics, basically, and we've identified all of the genes, we will be able to pick the animals we want. We won't have to worry about taking all these measurements and collecting so much data. And how it's turned out is that's just absolutely not true, because the environment has a whole lot more effect on the genetics than we understood at that point. And the whole field of epigenetics, which is the ability of the environment to turn genes on and off, has come into play since then. And so it turns out that we still need all of this phenotypic data in order to take advantage of the genomics. So the whole genomics side allows us to accelerate how fast we can make change and, you know, makes our selection more accurate, but we still need all that data. So an ongoing problem to have enough data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Delma, looking ahead, what are the future goals of the Genovis and genetic evaluation? And how do you foresee this whole program kind of further shaping the landscape of sheep farming in Canada?
So one of the things I think that we have to keep in mind is that genetics really is the cornerstone of our sheep industry. And the reason why I say that is that genetics is the limiting factor when your management is perfect. And so if I have an animal that only has the genetics to have one lamb, it doesn't matter how well I feed and manage her, she's still going to only have that one lamb. And so to be competitive in the future, we really have to start to pay attention to our genetics and the base that we have. And so our genetic evaluation system that we have now needs to integrate more traits, things like mature body size, stayability, meat quality, things like that. And we need enough participation to produce enough tested rams to influence the whole Canadian flock. And, you know, if we look at where we are today, our competitors are ahead in the genetic evaluation field and measuring phenotypes. And genetics is the long game. So suddenly we could find that we're less efficient than our competitors or everybody else, and then it takes years to catch up. So it's something that we need to think about now, and we need to ensure that we're able to compete into the future.
Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much, Delma. We really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us about genetics and the Genovis system. So thank you and have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Delma.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our interview with Shannon Walsh from HIPRA, who will talk to us about managing mastitis in your sheep flock.
Aaron, what have you done for Ontario sheep farmers lately?
So we are just finishing up the 2024 Master Shepherds course modules. We just finished them up in February, and we have our final on-farm module that will be completed this spring. So congratulations to all the graduates of the 2022 to 2024 Master Shepherds course. There were 15 students who completed all of the required modules. And beginning in September 2024, we will be offering a new Master Shepherds course. And students who are interested in taking the course can get in touch with the Ontario Sheep Farmers staff by emailing the office admin@ontariosheep.org if you would like to participate in the next courses for the Master Shepherds. There are 12 modules in the course, beginning with industry dynamics and governance. We talk about flock productivity, lambing, business planning, ewe flock nutrition, predation and pasture management, genetics, infrastructure and feeding systems, effective flock health management, lamb feedlots and dairy sheep, marketing and wool, and end with a business plan presentation. That sounds like something that you'd be interested in and you've been a sheep farmer for at least 2 years, please consider the Master Shepherd's course starting September 2024. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through our podcast app to receive alerts for our future episodes, and please share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook and at Ontario Sheep on X. And visit our website at ontariosheep.org.